Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to the second episode of Don't Worry, It's Decaf with Kennedy Elin. And today I have one of my absolute favorite people in the world on, my boyfriend Noah.
Hey, guys.
And the topic that we are going to get into today is the ins and outs of interracial relationships. Before we start, I just want to say, for those who don't know, my boyfriend is white and I am biracial. My mother is white and my father is black. I asked if you guys had any questions about interracial relationships, and you guys definitely brought a lot of them, so we're going to answer some of those today. And just a disclaimer, this podcast will have our own personal experiences. Every relationship is different. Every interrelationship is different. These are just our experiences, as well as my own experience being a product of an interracial relationship, so just take from this what you will. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
First question, how did you two meet?
We met at a restaurant that we both worked at.
Yeah, I started in April and of 2017, and then he started in July, and then we just became like really good friends after that. How long have you guys been together?
Almost 3 years.
Yeah, in January.
In January, It's 3 years.
Do you both have siblings? Yes, I have 2 siblings, and he has 4, and we all have brothers. Was it weird when your parents met? Our parents actually haven't met yet, and I don't think that there'll be any weirdness when they do finally meet.
Yeah, I don't think there'll be any weirdness.
Like, we live in a town that's, like, separate from my parents as well as his parents, so, like, they just haven't been in the same area.
I guess, like, we could say that we both met while we were, like, going to school.
Yeah, like, in college.
The town where we went to school anyways, yeah.
So, like, it would just make no sense for our parents to, like, be here at the same time.
Yeah, and then this year was the first time that I truthfully, like, met your parents?
Yeah,
and
like...
I met my parents last year?
No, I met your mom. I met your mom, like, when we first started dating.
I guess that's true.
So I've met her. But yeah, anyways. Has anyone ever told you that you have an exotic relationship? So, I have been told, like, by myself that I look exotic, and I've also been told, you know, being a product of an interracial family, that I have an exotic looking family, but in regards to my relationship exclusively, no one has ever told myself or Noah that.
Yeah, I've also not had any comments like that, really.
Do people stare at you when you go out on dates?
Sometimes, yes. Yeah, and depending where we're at, too, especially. I feel like I got a big wake-up call on that whenever, like, We went back home, to where I'm from is kind of more of a rural community, and I feel like I was more aware of some of, like, the people that probably didn't happen to as much as whenever I was growing up, but whenever I took, like, Ken on dates, I could definitely notice it in some places.
I think, as far, like, for me personally, I'm very used to people looking when you go out to eat. You know, when I would go out to eat with my family, even now, like, we would all walk in as a group, my parents would be holding hands, and the hostess would still ask, like, oh, are you all together? Like, obviously. And, you know, black and white makes brown, so, you know, a white woman with her black husband and 3 brown children, clearly we're a family and we're together. But as far as, like, not regarding my family, just with Noah, I think that it doesn't happen as often where we live, as opposed to, like, depending on what area that we're in. And I feel like, if anything, it's usually the waitress, like, a surprise that we're paying together, or, like, that time we went to that lake and that lady was like, oh, you're together.
Yeah, it's definitely more microaggressions on, like, asking how to split the check and things like that, instead of, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Really, like, out front.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I'm gonna mention something about that later, too.
Okay.
Are there friends, like, my friends as well as Noah's friends, which, you know, we've been together for a little bit now, so, like, a lot of our friends are the same, but just in general, are their friends racially considerate? Yes and no.
Yeah. Yeah, I think for the most part, at least I can say for, like, some of my friends, especially, like, growing up in a rural place, that it's allowed people to, like, have a little bit more of a learning experience sometimes and be, like, become more aware of issues within, like, POC communities and stuff like that, kind of, you know? I think definitely it's kind of like, just because, I mean, where I'm originally from, it's like a majority of Caucasian people, so they never really have to meet anyone different. And I think for, like, one of their good friends that they've known since high school to be dating, like, a person of color, is, like, for lack of a better term, made it more in their face a little bit, and, like, it's also rose some awareness and, like, allowed them to, like, grow in life, I feel like. Grow their views, I guess, is a better way of putting that.
Will add to that I get along very, very well with a lot of his friends, especially his, like, really close friends, and none of them have ever said anything, like, inappropriate to me or, like, made me feel uncomfortable, like, racially speaking or anything like that, which... I'm the type of person I would definitely put them in their place if they did, but like nothing like that's ever happened. And we hang out with them. I mean, not like now, but prior to COVID, like we've hung out with like both of our friends and our friend group in general, and it's never been an issue. And there are also a handful of other like people of color in our friend group as well. It's not like I'm the only one.
Yeah, I'd say that we have actually a pretty diverse friend group, truthfully, in some regards.
Yeah. Considering where we live, yeah.
Yeah, definitely considering where we live.
Do you like the same music? Yes and no.
Yeah, for the most... I mean, for a lot of stuff...
You like a lot of different music, though.
Yeah, I feel like... And I have a very... I have a spot in my heart for outlaw country music that she definitely... I'm a big fan of Waylon Jennings. Yeah, and she does not like that at all. But I'd say for the most part, I'd say I actually kind of probably turned you on to some music that you probably maybe weren't aware of.
Yeah, you've definitely played songs and, like, introduced me to, like, new music in general. He's a very musical person, and, like, he can play, like, instruments, and he's very good at guitar, and, like...
I also feel like that's kind of, like, what my family does, too. Like, my family is not, like, a big sports family. They're definitely way more into, like, music and art. And so I feel like I just got exposed to a lot of music growing up as well. My dad's a musician, and my mom's an amazing artist, and my mom's really into music and art and stuff as well. So I feel like I just got exposed to a lot of music growing up. So I like just about everything.
I also think where you're from, like, listening to country is more normalized than, like, where I grew up.
Yeah, that's very true.
But he's definitely introduced me to, like, some really good music.
But I'm also not, like, a CMT fan, really. Like, my country music fan, like, stuff is very off the wall, I feel like, and it's very kind of undiscovered people and small, unique things, kind of.
And then I feel like we're not being, like, super transparent about, like, music. He also, like, he listens to every type of music, like, rock.
Yeah.
Well, not really pop, but, like, rap and hip-hop, R&B.
I've been into Earth Gang over the past, like, month or so.
Yeah, it's not exclusively country.
It's everything. I had a really big phase where I was really into heavy metal music for a while. I still really like heavy metal. I like, a good amount of hardcore stuff, like hardcore punk that's out of Baltimore and Philadelphia and stuff like that. It's expansive. I like everything pretty much under the sun. I know that's a pretty generic way of putting that, but I really do kind of listen to, like...
And I like everything except for, like...
My country stuff.
Depending. Some country, I'm, like, getting... whiskey. Yeah, I'm, like, getting used to a little bit. I guess I kind of have to, but... This question says you, as in myself. You speak a lot about Black Lives Matter. Does your boyfriend share those same values, and what is his take on it? And to those who don't know, I'm very, very big in supporting the Black Lives Matter community in every way.
Yeah, I'm also on board, and that's something that Kendi, like, helps to teach me about, and just kind of helps, like, educate me on some of the topics and things, and, like, just allowing, like, I don't know. I listen to what she speaks on a lot of that things, especially being, like, a white guy, that, like, there are some issues that I just have had the privilege of not necessarily growing up with, that, like, she helps me helps to bring them into my spotlight and helps me understand them better. So I would say in some ways we both shape each other's opinions and views on some things just through our own experiences and stuff. Like, I feel like we kind of bounce off of each other and build our own experiences on some things too, or our own thoughts on some things.
What's one thing that you feel that people misunderstand or assume about your relationship? So earlier when we were talking about checks and like paying for food and stuff like that when we go out to eat, I think that, I mean, it's not really something that people misunderstand, but something that kind of irritates me is when people always give him the check. And I mean, not every place we go does this, but it frustrates me when like the check's like mainly given to him. And I don't know if it's like, you know, only a racially based thing, or we still live in a society where, you know, men are expected to pay for dinner. We've also been together for almost 3 years, so it'd be unrealistic for like him to pay for every dinner. Like, we, like, sometimes he'll treat me or I'll treat him or we'll split or whatever, but like that's something that's always bothered me. And I think that it bothers me so much because whenever my family goes out to eat, they always give the check to my mom, and my dad's always been like extremely bothered by that. And I remember growing up and just being like, why is he so upset? And now I kind of see, like, why that is.
Assumption-wise, I don't know. I think more that I have an issue with assumptions that people have, like, with you. Like, I think of whenever our one kind of, like, mutual friend, like, asked you for your advice on wigs and things like that. Like, I feel at times that, like, people assume that maybe you would have answers to questions just because, like, you are a person of color, you know? Yeah. And so, like, I think it's not necessarily assumptions about, like, our own relationship, but, like, assuming that both of us, like, either you or I, like, have traits that, if that makes sense. Yeah. Like, that people assume that we have traits that maybe we don't necessarily, like, have just because of, yeah, but I don't know, just, like, just traits that they assume both of us have at times where it's, like, they forget that we're just people in some regards, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I also think, in going off that, I think that people misunderstand and or assume in a lot of interracial relationships how if we ever get into some type of disagreement or, like, argument or there's tension or anything like that, it would be because we're in it, like, oh, like, it's just a cultural difference, as opposed to, like, people in relationships disagree all the time. And, like, because we're not the same race, it just automatically gets equated to, like, it's because of that that they're disagreeing on things, as opposed to us just, like, growing up in different environments. How does your family feel about your relationship? My family loves him, and my little brothers adore him.
Yeah, I think for the most part, like, my family is very respectful and, like, is very happy for me. I mean, without getting too much into it, there's some underlying issues of, like, mental health and stuff with some of my family, especially, like, my mom, that, like, she can't necessarily be, in a way, super happy for me, and it's not anything necessarily, I don't think, like, anybody would have made her happy, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, just, I feel like, for the most part, that she has, like, tried to understand how much you really do mean to me. And my dad and stuff is very, like, very on board with how much you mean to me and what you've done for me and just, like, our relationship as a whole. And, yeah, I think my parents are, like, pretty open arms receiving of you.
Yeah. How do you navigate conflict due to personal versus cultural socialization issues? Example, I had trouble accommodating my boyfriend's strict religious beliefs, but have a hard time acknowledging or talking about it without being insensitive to his upbringing. I feel like for us, even if we have to step on each other's toes or, like, upset each other a little bit, like, it's just about being honest. And we also don't come from very religious families, and we're more spiritual than religious, if anything.
Yeah, I would say that's the best way to, like, answer that. I would say that the only way that we necessarily, like, I try to accommodate for you is not necessarily anything, like, religiously, culturally, but also, like, just understanding who you are and where you come from, and trying to like separate myself from, again, being like a white guy that has a lot of privilege, and just understanding like how it would feel for me in some situations if I were like a female, and especially like a female that falls under the category of POC as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like just kind of stepping out of my own shoes and into yours sometimes allows me to understand, like, not necessarily culturally, but within society, like, how things affect you, and kind of, like, allow me to look at them through your eyes in some regards.
Yeah. I think that also kind of plays into the next question, which is, what was one of the biggest things that your boyfriend has learned as far as dating a person of color?
It's definitely made me more aware socially, especially, like I said previously, like, going out and doing things. It's made me just more aware to some issues as well, and, like, I feel like my biggest thing is, like, I like to think of myself as very aware beforehand, but I definitely have grown to become, like, way more aware of
mm-hmm.
issues, and also just, like, I don't really know. Well, you just really taught me how to love you and
aww,
stuff
baby.
Like that.
All right, the next question, we were gonna omit it, but it irritated me, so I wanted to answer it. What will your kids identify as? Regardless of their race, our children will identify as happy. That question was very ignorant to ask. Followed up with this one. Have you always been attracted to each other's race exclusively? Considering that I am biracial, white and black, I don't really fall under that category. And also, what?
Yeah, I think it was more attracted to Ken as a person. And just, like, her ability to make me smile and laugh and stuff allured me a lot more to her as a person than, like, you know,
maybe
skin color or
yeah.
anything like that, really. I think that's, yeah, not a good question, really.
Have you thought about the privilege you have prior to dating Kennedy, and have you reflected on it more since you began dating?
Yeah, most definitely. Like I kind of said earlier, she's definitely made me just more aware of some things, as well as, like, just things that were much easier to look over whenever, I don't know, her and I have conversations and stuff, and, like, I was definitely aware, but now I'm just hyper aware, I guess, of some situations and things.
Mm-hmm.
And especially just conversations with your dad and stuff, and just, like, I share a lot of this. I have forever shared a lot of the same opinions, but, like, also just I become more aware of more information and stuff like that to back some of those opinions and stuff.
Yeah. How do you get over certain family members not being fully supportive? I really struggle with my boyfriend's family, and I don't feel accepted.
I feel like that's a question that kind of varies person to person, relationship to relationship. I think for Ken and I both, like, we just care so little about other people's opinions, even our own families, which at times has been not necessarily relationship-wise, but just, like, our own health-wise, I think that we've had to learn to create some healthy boundaries and expectations for people.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that's also true with our relationship. So it's been very easy for us to just kind of not care, for
yeah.
lack of a better term.
And I know that that's always, like, so much easier said than done, and obviously we don't know, you know, your situation, and that definitely sucks, not feeling accepted, but at the end of the day, it's about you and your partner,
and what makes you happy.
Yeah, and, like,
know?
The love that you share, and, like, not, just to tell you how it is, at the end of the day, it doesn't show, like, your character as a person, it shows theirs. And if they don't accept you because of something as simple as the color of your skin, they're never going to accept you despite what you do or, like, all the things that you might try to do to, like, get them on your side. It's just not going to happen.
And I also feel like you, like, Ken makes me happier than, like, arguments of, if there were to be arguments about, like, our relationship, I feel like, you make me happier than having arguments like, why I love you make me, like, unhappy, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
You make me happier than an argument about us being together makes us unhappier. So for me, I just feel like it doesn't necessarily matter because at the end of the day, like, I know who makes me happy and it's you.
Yeah, know? I agree. And I think with this specific question, and I know the person who asked this question, I hope that your partner respects not only your boundaries, but your relationship boundaries as well. And I think that if you have that, then nothing else matters. Like, it'd be different if he didn't respect your boundaries. And if, like, the family and him kind of just, like, made you feel left out. But for this specific question, I know that he does. And I think that it's very disheartening to not be liked. You want your partner's family to like you, and I completely understand that. But at the end of the day, not everyone is going to like you. And if they don't like you over something as simple as the color of your skin, they're never going to like you. And I don't think that you should waste valuable time that you can spend being happy trying to make them like you. Because even if they do, you're always going to be one of the good ones, quote unquote, within your race, which do you even want that? You know what I mean? But yeah, just to answer that question. Wouldn't it be easier to date within your own race? Again, I'm biracial. I don't, like, exclusively look for other biracial people.
I mean, I guess, like, I don't know. I don't think about that really necessarily.
I don't really, like, think it would be easier to date within your own race, though.
I think that our relationship as, like, our relationship together is easy. I think that you and I both have, like, a very, like, healthy relationship where we can communicate and tackle problems together, which makes, in turn, our relationship easier, you know? But, like,
I don't think it's race-based.
I don't either. And I think a lot of the issues that are there would be there regardless of race. You know what I mean?
Just
every relationship
has. All of our issues.
But the stuff that we tackle together, like, I don't feel like that's necessarily a black or a white issue. I feel like that's just a relationship issue that everybody has to tackle at times and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I fully agree. Okay, so if for the person that asked this question, if you are listening right now, I want to say your name, but I won't. This was one of my favorite questions out of this whole thing because it's perfect. Are there weird, invasive questions that you often receive? And on that same note, are there questions that may seem harmless but upset you? So for weird and invasive questions, we've answered a few today. We've omitted a decent amount of them, just like out of respect for our relationship as well as our families. But there are weird and invasive questions that are asked. And then are there questions that may seem harmless but upset you? I think that, unfortunately, I've become so normalized to these types of questions, like being a product of, you know, an interracial relationship. To me, I don't know anything else. So, like, when people ask me ignorant questions, they've been asking me my whole life. So, to me, it's just so normalized. Whereas, like, growing up and being the age I am now at 25, I now realize, like, some of that stuff is, like, really inappropriate. I haven't gotten questions specifically related to, like, us dating.
Yeah.
In the sense that we're, like, upsetting to me. But as far as, like, you know, like, why is that your skin color? Like, why does your hair look like that? Why are you so different? Like, I don't understand why your parents, like, are, married. I've never met someone that has, like, black and white parents. I've had people say to me, that's wrong, you know, being in elementary school. Like, I went to a very white school. And, you know, when you're little, you're just like, I don't think that's wrong. That's just who my family is and my parents are. And this is just how I look because of, you know, my genetic makeup because of both parents. And when you get older, you start to realize, like, that was so highly inappropriate. And it doesn't really upset me, I would say, but it definitely is inappropriate. But as far as questions, like, regarding us, I don't think that anything was, like, not that I can currently think of that, like, really, really upset me.
Yeah, I haven't had a whole lot of questions, like.
But I also don't surround myself with people that would, like, say something.
Yeah, Yeah,
like that. Like, I would just really cut them out.
Offensive questions, yeah.
I don't know.
I think, like, for the most part, that most of the people in our lives, like you were saying, like, have taken the time to understand us as people. And so some of the, for lack of a better term, like, ignorant questions that you may receive are kind of, like, we don't receive as many of those, really. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and, like, not to necessarily call anybody out, but, like,
don't say anybody's name.
I'm not. Okay. But just, like, questions of, like, you know, have you thought about dating outside, like, inside of your race or anything like that? Like, it's very, it's difficult to, like, explain, but, like, also, like, I didn't really see it as dating outside of my race either. You know what I mean? I just saw it as kind of, like, dating Kim.
Yeah.
In some regards.
Not to be confused with, like, I don't see color.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
weed. No, most definitely. But I don't know. It's not, I don't know.
Color is definitely seen on both sides of the relationship, but I definitely see where you're coming from. I just don't want someone that, like, doesn't know you to think, like, I don't see color.
Yeah, sometimes, and thank you. And that's exactly, like, where Ken comes in to help me clean up some of my vocabulary.
Yeah, that's so not that my what he message was saying.
Does not get misconveyed.
Yeah,
I guess. But yeah, no, I don't really know. You know, with that one,
I think we just don't care.
Yeah,
like, we just don't care.
Yeah, we don't care.
How would you raise a family if you want one? I appreciate that if you want one, we do want a family. I do want children. We want children. But I definitely think that everybody expects you to have kids, mm-hmm. especially women. And if, you know, if you are a woman and you don't want kids, there's nothing wrong with that. And I don't think it should be automatically assumed to, you know, so I just appreciate, like, if you want one, which obviously I'm not talking about myself because we do want kids. But, I think as far as, you know, racially speaking, I will be very, very open about race. I'll be very open about Black Lives Matter protesting.
I think that both of us want our kids to be very aware.
Mm-hmm.
Especially
because it's like our kids will look predominantly white. And I don't want there to ever be a situation where, you know, a kid comes up to them and is like, why is your grandfather black if he's picking them up from school or something like that? And I think if you prepare your children for stuff like that to happen, then it won't be so jarring to them. Because, you know, when you're little, you don't think about that stuff. And that might be surprising to another little kid, you know, disrespectful or not.
Well, and unfortunately, children don't have as tight of a filter on things sometimes as what maybe adults do.
And you know, I think
adults harbor ideals sometimes without verbally putting them out there.
And I think a lot of adults,
at times, like, kind of let stuff slide.
I think a lot of adults, though, like, pass that down to their kids.
120%.
Because, like, I would never walk up and be like, why do you look like that if I didn't have, like, a racial bias?
No, I completely agree with that. I would say that adults pass that ideology down to their children. However, adults have more of a filter of not letting it show in public as much as where kids, like, don't necessarily fully know it's incorrect sometimes. So they let phrases and things go a little bit easier than, like, maybe adults would.
Kids will definitely let it be known that they come from a racist home without intent.
Thank you.
All right. But yeah, we're just going to raise them with love, and they're definitely going to know about, you know, not only black people, but, like, Hispanic. Like, they're just going to know about every race, and they're going to be inclusive, and it's just not going to be an issue. And it's also not going to be made into a huge deal. It's going to be normalized. Like, in my house, that was very normal, like, to talk about other people's races and struggles and things like that. So, like, I will raise my children the same.
I agree.
If you experienced rude comments or judgment from others, how did you overcome it? Once again, we really just don't care.
Yeah, and I think for the most part, one of the things that helps me the most is I always follow the rule of think about, like, what horse's mouth it came from, for lack of a better phrase. Is, like, not to knock occupations, but if you're the redneck dude that works at Sheetz at 40-something years old, I'm not putting a whole lot of weight into your comments. you know, it's one of those things. And that was, like, one of the biggest threats I felt with Donald Trump is that he allowed a lot of people to feel like it was okay to make some of those comments because he was in a position of power. And, like I said, it's just, if you are kind of a loser, I don't care about your comments.
I think even if you're not, like, if you say something ignorant and you are supposed to be my friend or you're supposed to be his friend or someone who, you know, wants good things for us, then I just don't really, like, hold your, like, I just don't hold value high in people's opinions who, like, don't want good things for me or my partner.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly.
And then the last question is, what is your favorite thing about your partner?
My favorite thing about Kennedy is I love her creativity. I love the community that you all have helped her build. But my absolute favorite thing is I love how loved and understood and protected Ken makes me feel every day. Aww,
baby. My favorite thing about you is definitely, like, how safe I feel and how when you come home, like, everything is just, like, happy and funny and we just, like, have so much fun together. And I just love you so much.
I love you, too.
And thank you for coming on the podcast.
You're welcome. I'm glad everybody gets to hear my voice and hear my rambles.
That is a wrap. Thank you guys so much for listening. And stay tuned for episode 3.